Jerry Bader Show. In the last segment, we did an unhinged Walker report. Not that Scott Walker's unhinged, but the unhinged attacks on him, because it was more than just here in Wisconsin. It's the Huffington Post. It's a George Soros-funded website. It's all sorts of things. A writer for Forbes sees it differently. She thinks Scott Walker is going to come out of this stronger than ever, particularly when it comes to presidential politics. She refers to him as, is he going to be the new comeback kid? You know who the comeback kid was, don't you? Bill Clinton. Because it looked like there was just no way he was going to win the Democratic nomination with all of the scandals erupting around him. This is a snoozer, as Politico called it, the emails. What the left is trying to do is intentionally deceive the public about the nature of the email dump. They are trying to suggest it's something new. It's not. It's new to the public. Prosecutors haven't seen it. Or prosecutors have seen it, but the public is not. Prosecutors who are on an absolute witch hunt to get Scott Walker spent 3 years poring over those things. Do journalists really think they're going to find something? Do unhinged lefty bloggers really think they're going to find something that prosecutors didn't? Really? And that's kind of one of her points here. She believes that Walker has all the ingredients to be the new comeback kid. Says he reformed public employee unions, helped turn a $3.6 billion budget deficit into more than a $500 million surplus, yet he is still fighting for his political life in a close race against wealthy Democratic businesswoman, using the term businesswoman extremely loosely, Mary Burke. Actually, I don't know how close it really is, but it's close. A resurrected investigation into his time as a Milwaukee County executive thus far appears benign. Political reporter Elizabeth Titus called it a scandal snoozer, and a previous iteration of the same probe exonerated him, even as several aides were punished. It's not a previous iteration. I disagree. See, even she's confused by this. This isn't a new investigation. This is, again, Carrie Sheffield at Forbes. Of the many potential 2016 Republican candidates for U.S. president, he stands out as the one most thoroughly vetted. That's Walker. He weathered vicious attacks and succeeded a successful union fight and became the only governor in American history to survive an electoral recall. This after some 100,000 protesters swarmed the state capitol building in Madison, furious that Walker wanted to let local governments and school districts bring health care and pension contributions from public sector workers closer to parity with private sector workers. In his recent book, Unintimidated, the governor details how haters opposing Act 10 etched Walker dead body chalk outlines, urinated on his office door, scattered 22 caliber bullets on the state capitol grounds, and even menaced his wife, threatening to gut her like a deer. There were times that I did feel like a masochist, Walker told me in a recent interview. I've had more scrutiny than we've ever anticipated, but you get through it and you're stronger because of it. Besides the pro-union protesters, many non-Wisconsinites credited with launching the Occupy movement for Madison, a scrum of national and international press pilloried Walker, dubbing him the most divisive politician in America. She's building here to where this pays off, though. Between the protesters and media hordes, Walker's detractors have written his political and personal obituaries multiple times over. Yet his thorough background check ensures there'd be no untested surprises, a la Sarah Palin, for example, on a national stage. And some commentators say Walker's 2016 star has only risen following New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's recent Bridgegate implosion. Even though he'd been getting a lot of national attention, there's a difference between getting attention and getting scrutiny, Walker said. I thought he handled it pretty well. Walker, who considers Christie a friend, says he believes Christie takes him at his word that he was unaware of Bridgegate. I wasn't just holding town hall meetings to get to YouTube, Walker said in a subtle jab at Christie while discussing how to handle teachers' unions. I was literally talking to people about what was going on. Christie became a darling of the political right after an exchange with an angry teacher went viral online, but later they saw the real Chris Christie. And then he talks about the difference between himself and Chris Christie. She goes on, if he wins again this year, onlookers say there's a good chance Walker would seek higher office. He's got close personal ties to national GOP figures like former VP candidate Paul Ryan and RNC chairman Reince Priebus, both of whom grew up within a close radius of the governor. The three of us have known each other for more than 20 years, Walker said. I don't know about whether that's an advantage or not, but we talk quite a bit. Walker's union-based fame helped propel to garner $37 million in fundraising to prevent the recall. Interesting, about 70% of that, a little bit more than 70%, gave $50 or less, Walker said. We've got folks who've given us a few bucks and folks that have given us tens of thousands of dollars that would still be helpful to us in 2014 and whatever might be helpful to us in the future. Here is her point. The guy can take a punch. That's what they said about Bill Clinton. The more they punch him, the more he stands or gets back up. She doesn't exactly say this, but I think this is where she's going. Liberals are making a terrible mistake here. Nothing is going to come of this. Nothing. Because it has already been vetted by prosecutors. None of this is new. And reporters can pore over it and misrepresent it and everything else, but nothing's going to lead to any issues for Scott Walker because the investigation's over. And I don't believe anything's going to come of John Doe 2.0. So they keep laying it on him, and he keeps taking the punches. I think she's right. I think that makes him stronger, particularly for a presidential run. All right, two things left on the table for the after show video, which will be available at the Bader Hub at jerrybadershow.com. Will the White House really look at getting rid of NSA phone surveillance? And what will be the issue in the Wisconsin Attorney General's race? It's pretty much already determined. Check jerrybadershow.com later today for the answers to those questions in the after show video, 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.